Raffles, the Gentleman Thief, with John Armstrong as Raffles and Dennis Bateman as Bunny Manders. Tonight's story, An Affair of State.
I don't need a spy. I need a thief. Someone skillful, cunning, experienced.
And expendable.
Oh, quite the contrary, Mr. Raffles. You'd be no use to me dead.
Well, it's certainly something to think about.
Might I suggest, then, that you think about it this very moment? Time is pressing, and every hour those papers remain missing places the nation in greater danger.
I'm not admitting to this thief business, you understand, but should Bunny and I ever get into difficulties with Scotland Yard, well, a pair of official pardons would be most welcome.
Oh, there's no reward, Mr. Raffles, other than the thanks of a grateful government, of course.
Well, I can't pay my overdue tailor's bills with goodwill, so if it's all the same with you, Mr. Holmes, I'm afraid we'll have to decline the offer.
First of all, it isn't all the same with me. Secondly, it is not an offer. Should you refuse to comply, well, I think it would be very simple to manufacture some suitably incriminating evidence and ensure that it came to the attention of Inspector Mackenzie.
Your sense of morality is rather flexible, Mr. Holmes.
Scruples are a burden to a man in my position.
A very enlightened attitude, if I may say so, but aren't you overlooking one small point?
And what point might that be?
The last man who attempted to expose me ended up dead.
Don't be disingenuous, Mr. Raffles. You know as well as I do that Jack Rudder murdered Mr. Baird. You simply happened to be in the house at the time.
He's got you there, Raffles.
Thank you, Bunny. Tell me, Mr. Holmes, what information does this document contain?
Obviously, gentlemen, I cannot tell you that. Suffice it to say that if it were to be made public, many lives would be lost. Many English lives.
Dear, dear.